And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so happy and an honor to be here this morning to share in your worship of God. And then I want to thank Father for allowing me to come and be with you this morning. And a special thanks to all of you for all that you have done to me and my family. I don't know what else to say. I just leave it up to God to thank you individually and thank you as a family. Thank you as a church. You guys are just awesome and wonderful. Charity called me and said, don't forget to thank them. I said, why? Come on, that's obvious now. I have to do it. So we truly love you, and then we really appreciate all that you have done for us in a really time of need. God will not forget about that. For those of you, my friends, beloved, who faithfully use the Book of Common Prayer for morning and evening devotion, I'm sure you have noticed that as we get close to the end of this long season that we call Trinity season, I'm sure you have noticed that the church is suggesting that we meditate on the lesson found in the book of Ecclesiasticus for our evening prayer, particularly for our evening prayer. Ecclesiasticus, it's true that it's part of the Apocrypha. Some Christian congregations don't like it, and they say so many things about it because they don't know what that is. They don't know why we use that collection or that we call Apocrypha. And let me tell you, when prophecy stopped, when the Old Testament is concluded, and it's completed, I would say, from that period all the way to the beginning of the New Testament, beginning of the Jesus' story and life, there was no writings, no other writing, no nothing. So the question is, how did they live? How did they worship? What was that thing that was guiding their lives? The Apocrypha. The collection that we call the Book of Apocrypha, that's what they were using. So We should keep them. My friends, Apocrypha, Ecclesiasticus is also known as Sirach, or the Book of Jesus, son of Sirach. It is one of those books that we call the deuterocanonical books. And I highly recommend these books. You can buy the deuterocanonical books separately, or you can also get a complete Bible with these books in the Third Millennium Bible, which I highly recommend. I recommend that. Ecclesiasticus, what does that mean? The word ecclesiastical tells us how important this book really is. Because you will know the relationship of that word with Another word, ecclesiastical, meaning the church. When we see ecclesiasticals, you could hear ecclesiastical, meaning the church. So ecclesiasticals means that it is the church's book. It got this name from paganism baptism. From paganism for baptism, I'm sorry. The church book. It is a book of wisdom. You gain wisdom from that book. It really deals with spirituality, how we ought to live our lives as believers. Because remember, it is not just good to believe. Faith without word is dead. And work is a fruit of our faith. It is a proof of our faith, evidence of our faith. And let us not forget what James tells us. You believe there is only one God. It is good. The devil also believes that. He believes that there is only one God. In other words, believing in God is not enough, because the devil also knows about God. He knows about God better than we do. Yet, he is not saved, because he is living in rebellion to God. And we don't want to find ourselves in living in rebellion to God. So let us take a look at this book that we call Ecclesiasticals. In Ecclesiastical chapter 28, verse 2, that we read this morning for morning prayer. It says this, Ecclesiasticals 28, verse 2. Pardon your neighbor any wrongs done to you. And when you pray, your sins will be forgiven. We are not to take revenge on others. As believers, we take revenge. If we take revenge, we ourselves, we find vengeance from God, from the Lord. Because if we take the place of the Lord, then we will be judged. And God will keep our sins in remembrance. Pardon your neighbor. Pardon your neighbor. Pardon the wrongs that are done to you. And that's the lesson for our 22nd Sunday in Trinity. It comes down to the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. If we refuse to forgive others, if we insist holding on to bitterness and anger and grudges, then we cannot expect God to forgive us. In fact, we call God's judgment down upon ourselves every time that we pray the Lord's Prayer. We need to learn to let go and let God be the judge. So also our Heavenly Father will do to every one of you. If you do not forgive your brother from your heart, and this is one of the hardest things to do, right? But very important to learn. If husband and wife refuse to forgive each other, their marriage will be very rocky and likely not endure. If a child refuses to forgive the parents, or parents refuse to forgive their children, He divides and destroys the families. Life, my friends, my brothers and sisters, will be more pleasant, more enjoyable, if we could just learn how to forgive. In the collect, we ask God to keep the church in continual godliness. But God cannot honor our prayer if we do not learn and practice how to forgive and let go. I remember some years ago, back in the late 80s, true story, it happened in France, in Paris. We were watching TV one night, and there was a big case, homicide case in France. And it was about a young boy that murdered a young girl. Why did he kill her? Just because he said he loved her. And then every time that he turned around and said, "I love you," the girl would turn around and say, "I do not love you." And he went ahead and killed her. And in the court, he was condemned to life in prison. And the mother of the young girl raised her hand and said, "Sir," talking to the judge, "I want to say something." And they said, "Okay, go ahead, ma'am." And she said, "Young boy, my daughter will not come back. She's gone. I am a Christian, I'm a Catholic. I have been taught to forgive. And in the presence of God, in the presence of God's people, I forgive you what you have done to me. Nothing will replace my daughter. But you know what? If you ever get out of the prison, know that you have a home to stay. Come to me. You'll be my son. I will take care of you. I forgive you." Big lesson of forgiveness. It is hard to forgive. My friends, all that forgiving means is to live up to God. Live it up to God. Live it up to God. Can a man preserve wrath against his neighbors and still seek healing from the Lord? That's a question that we see in Ecclesiastes chapter 28, verse 3. And that's what Jesus is teaching us today in the parable. You bear hatred against your neighbor and you expect God to forgive you. That's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. We should never hate anyone. We should learn and practice forgiveness so that we also may be forgiven. May the Lord help us to practice forgiveness so that He may find us His children, His servants, all the days of our lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.